USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to issue executive actions as soon as Tuesday, scaling back the use of private prisons and placing new limits on the transfer of military equipment to local law enforcement. The executive actions are part of a push by the new administration to roll back policies by President Trump and address racial inequality across the United States. Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency over its deep-rooted problem of violence against women. The decision came on Sunday in the U.S. territory, which has seen substantial levels of violence that on the average result in one woman's death per week. The declaration also offers protection to gay and transgender people, includes a mobile app for victims to ask for help and report attacks. Anheuser-Busch announced Monday Budweiser will forego advertising its beer brand during this year's Super Bowl, instead using money to promote awareness of the vaccine against COVID-19. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, hit Jefferson County fairly hard. Jim Coker, Jefferson County EMA director, tells Fox 6 WBRC what he knows.
Right now what we know is Fultondale was hit very hard. Center Point was hit hard. And starting right there at I-65, which was closed for a good long time due to high-tension power lines down. We've seen a lot of retail damage right through the heart of Fultondale, and then some retail and residential damage moving on into Centerpoint.
Centerpoint is about 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, Alabama. Four young girls were arrested in a fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl at a Louisiana Walmart on Saturday. The girls, ages 12 to 14, were involved in a fight with the older victim at the store in Lake Charles. Sheriff Tony Mancuso said this is the third homicide in 6 months that involved juveniles in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gun sales in America is breaking records. John Clemens has more.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The $20 bill is getting a facelift. Jeremy Scott reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20, currently the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face occupying the bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country, and Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.